We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 days from Folsy is how I'm looking at this run. I can't tell you how excited I am for the return of Folsy, and I forgot to tell you yesterday. After teasing to it,
yeah, you said there was some sort of update.
Now my phone's dead. That Folsy weighed in, but my phone's dead. He was at a car dealership and said he was excited to be back on Monday. Everything's going to change then.
Do you believe him?
No.
I don't believe him either.
Here's our friend Jolie. He's one of a kind, Ron. He's very dedicated, isn't he?
I'll tell you, he's here.
And detailed.
He was here early.
Yeah.
I made a quick request to him. He took care of it. He gave me my reads, our reads. Had a little X check mark besides where mine are, so I wouldn't miss them.
Yes.
Very efficient, very dedicated, very nothing but high remarks, high grades for me.
A man of deep compassion as well.
He
has in ballpoint pen my particular reads say Joe at the top, and then, yes, my
little star next
stars,
to it.
Little stars. This is unbelievable. This is the only man who has ever personalized our reads, right?
I have nothing but highest regard for Mr. Joel Nelson.
Very proud of him. How was your night, and how are you in
okay.
terms of mental and spiritual and physical well-being?
I'm ready to get at it. I thought yesterday was an especially good show. I thought it was one of our better ones. We were in all kind of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting off with Send It In Jerome and
where
that took us to. Interesting. I thought it was good, and I'm ready to try to get back on the horse today and do it all over again.
I'm also well today. I watched two very good basketball games last night, and that always makes me happy. In fact, one of them I finished watching this morning. The Pitt game, man, it was bombs away for them last night, and then they hold on and win. I enjoyed that. I love the fact.
Didn't they set a record for threes?
Yes. I love the fact that Pitt basketball is interesting again. There were years where I didn't know Pitt was even playing, Ron. I didn't know if they won or lost. I didn't care if I watched the game. Now it's becoming appointment viewing again. There I was sitting in my chair, falling in and out of sleep, admittedly, but watching the game on my phone because the TVs were taken up by other people in my household.
Don't you have a say in who gets the TVs?
Yeah, I don't care because this day and age, I sit with this beautiful little phone, at least when it's charged, and I watch a game on it. I have the Xfinity stream, so I just go there and there it is. And I love it. We're just a better sports city when we have a couple, really, basketball teams who have a shot at the tournament. But Pitt basketball being back is a good thing. And then I watch Golden State beat the loudmouth Memphis Grizzlies on an out-of-bounds play, Ron, underneath their own basket. A simple little out-of-bounds play, the way we used to beat teams, sometimes, in middle school basketball. How does an NBA team give up a layup with 4 seconds left, Ron?
I'm curious, why are they the loudmouth Memphis?
No, I don't like them, and neither do the Warriors. They don't like them either. And that's the last team that I root for in sports. The Warriors. I'm like a young fan watching them.
Did you like
them.
Curry, obviously.
Love him. Love the way they play. Love the way they share the ball and fundamentals.
And the coach is interesting, too.
Very interesting guy. A layup on an out-of-bounds play in an NBA game. Jolie, that's inexcusable, isn't it?
It is pretty bad. Big breakdown on defense.
What's your favorite sport?
That's a great question. It's probably football by a small edge.
Did you play sports? Ron played baseball and was something of a baseball star in Beaver County.
Don't forget my touchdown catch from Joel Gaumont.
68 yards.
68-yard touchdown catch from Joel Gaumont. Blackhawk against Wilkinsburg.
Did you play sports?
Yeah, I played like a little bit here and there, like 1 year of football, a couple of years of like little league, little soccer, basketball, pretty much all of it.
What position in football?
Offensive line, defensive line.
He was up front, Ron.
He was in the trenches.
In the trenches where games are won. In fact, I just heard Trey Essex on with the morning guys. And the lovely and talented Adam Crowley asked him, who has the best offensive line left in the playoffs? And he didn't hesitate. He said the Eagles.
Yeah. They
Lane Johnson hasn't given up a sack in 2 years.
They just dominated the football Giants, both offensively and defensively. They've built a championship team by doing it in the trenches, as far as I'm concerned.
Man, I'll say they have. They got Kelsey in the middle, and they have Lane Johnson on the outside. They're just, as Trey said, they're one unit, which is where you want to be. And the Steelers improved in that area, Ron, except they don't have stars on their offensive line. Stars help, don't they?
They sure do. And speaking of the Philly, how about their defensive line? How about Hargrave, the year he has had?
Yes.
He's going to make some money, isn't he? I believe he's a free agent.
Yes, he is, Ron.
And he is going to make a few bucks.
And I was considering these little Philadelphia Eagles today, coming off our Dulac chat question yesterday, in which a reader espoused the virtues of winning 9 games every year and how you never want to be a losing team, coming off Brandon Bean's remark. I wouldn't mind being the Eagles since 2017. 13-3, they win the Super Bowl. Couple 9-win seasons, then they sink to 4-11. They get some good players out of that. It's okay to sink to 4-11 because guess what? Now they're 14-3 and on the precipice of the Super Bowl again. If I'm not mistaken, Jalen Hurts was one of their picks coming off that season. So, Ron, please spare me with this idea of 9 wins every year is a wonderful thing and so much better than, oh, we don't want to suck bad enough to draft Ja'Marr Chase. Why not? Trey Essex again said today the best thing that happened to the Bengals might have been Joe Burrow's injury because they didn't win the rest of the season, except the one game where Ryan Finley ran all over the Steelers.
I remember that one.
And that enabled them to draft Ja'Marr Chase. Right. He's a huge reason they are where they are.
There's no doubt. Well, you know,
could argue that's how you get that guy.
Three or four wide receivers in the league. And you got to admit, Trey Essex is a very smart man, a Northwestern man.
Northwestern man.
By the way, look, I'm over here. Got a little logo.
There you go.
Got a little Northwestern logo shirt on today. I'm a proud alum with Trey Essex.
I love that shirt. Jolie, is it fair to characterize Ron as a devilishly handsome man?
I think the only thing devilish is you with your comments.
I don't think Jolie wants to respond to that, Ron.
Jolie
he seems
doesn't.
To be speechless.
He is speechless.
Jolie,
Ron
may
looks
I ask?
Really good in that Northwestern polo.
There you go. He does. Let's go to these title games, Ron. 4-11-1. I think it helped the Eagles. I'm going to get off of that train, however. Who should we be rooting for? Who should Steeler fans be rooting for? Do you have a team you'd like to see win here? A particular player? A coach? As we get down to the last four teams on championship weekend here, Ron? KC, Cincinnati, Philly, San Fran. Any sentimental favorite?
I don't root, Joe. I don't root. I root for the story. And I hope they're good games. That's all I care
yes,
about.
Yes, you do, Ron. I hope you want Terry Francona to win. You have people in sports that you like to see win. You've said that.
I like it, but I don't sit here and actively root and follow the results.
No, I'm not saying you're at home in an Andy Reid jersey waving pom-poms.
But I have no interest in these games from a rooting standpoint. I can't wait to watch. I hope they're great games. I love great quarterback play. And I think we're going to get that from at least three of the four guys. I'm still not 100% sold on Brock Purdy. I can't wait to see how Mahomes' injury plays out. Joe Burrow has, you know, obviously piqued my interest tremendously. I love his attitude and his, you know, Joe Cool, and he looks like he's 12 years old. Looks like he should be delivering my papers. Well, there are no papers anymore, are they? There's no such thing as a paper boy.
Did you?
Anymore.
Were you a paper boy?
No, my next door neighbor was, Tom Walren.
I was.
And my mother used to make this great rigatoni and meatballs.
Yeah.
And Tom would like stop in his middle of his paper route and sit there and have dinner with us eating the rigatoni. And the phone call would come in to my mother, send Tom home back with the papers. You know, he would stop and eat.
In the middle of his route.
In the middle of his route. But No, I never did deliver newspaper.
I did.
I filled in for him once when he was sick or something.
Yeah.
I'd do it like that.
I did it with Tom Cusimano every day. We'd go with the Buffalo News, and back then, you didn't. That was an afternoon paper. Ron, there were still games where he didn't even know the score from baseball the night before because he'd be at school all day. We'd run to the newspaper to look at the box score. Usually, well, Pirates for me, Orioles for him, Bills for me, Bears for him.
There are no such things as newspapers or paper delivery boys anymore.
Barely, yep. If there are any left. I'm rooting for Cincy San Francisco because that would make my preseason Super Bowl prediction correct. And I like to be right, Ron, and then I like to brag about it. As far as sentimental favorites, though, I'd like to see Philly win. I hate to say that because my new daughter-in-law is from Philly. I had to deal with all kinds of Philly fans.
Are not nice people.
Well, these people were nice.
Well,
Ron.
I'm not saying the blanket of the group. But there's too many that I would describe as not very nice people.
I would agree with that. And I'm curious for people out there, is there a sentimental favorite? Do you find yourself, I was listening to the PM guys the other day, there seems to be a lot of like favorable sentiment toward the Bengals, even in Pittsburgh. I even saw Cam Hayward. Did you see his comments?
I did not.
He said, and we're going to listen to this later in the show, that Burrow doesn't have the hateability of Brady.
Oh, I could buy that.
And I think here in Pittsburgh, maybe if the Bengals keep winning, 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 people will learn to hate them. But it doesn't feel like they're hated here. In fact, it feels like people might be rooting for them. I think people don't like Kansas City.
I was going to say, has Mahomes got hateability? I mean, maybe some jealousy starting to set
in. Maybe some jealousy.
Five championship games in a row.
Yeah, but only one did he clinch the deal.
Right. I don't sense hateability. Nobody gets it like Brady. And maybe Aaron Rodgers, I would think.
And if the Ravens were here, people would hate them or the Browns.
Yeah.
But why not the Bengals?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Perhaps we can throw that out there.
I guess they were lovable losers for so long, and people don't mind seeing them have their moment in the sun.
But it wasn't long ago that you could argue they were hated here more than the Ravens.
Back in the perfect days.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What happened here? Why are these Bengals? Are they likable in this town? And if so, why? Do you find yourself curious?
Maybe just a little bit more than the Chiefs. That's all I can think of.
I don't get it because I think, first of all, I think this week they're coming off as a little bit cocky. I saw a tweet yesterday.
The Bengals now you're talking
the
about?
The Bengals, where they're calling Arrowhead Burrowhead Stadium openly calling it that. Yes.
That's a little much.
I don't like it.
That's
I don't like it from their standpoint.
Too much.
But if you're a Steeler fan, who do you put at the top of your list of somebody you really want to win out of these four? And is there a team you definitely don't? Is it Philly just because they're Philly, for example?
I don't think anybody in Pittsburgh wants to see somebody they share the state with do better than them and win.
But then again, you have Miles Sanders, Pittsburgh guy. You have Javon Hargrave, people like him.
Former Steeler.
Jalen Hurts, to me, is a very likable guy. Nick Sirianni is a Pittsburgh guy, Ron, right?
Right.
Maybe you do have people rooting for them. I don't know. Are they hateable just because they're Philly? 412-928-9370.
You go at it that way, though. I mean, since he has Tyler Boyd, a Pittsburgh guy, the center, this name I always mispronounce, they gave him the game ball the other day. That is still a cool, cool moment. The coach throws him the game ball. You pronounce his name for me. Adamitis?
Yeah, Cal Adamitis.
I can't even say
Adamitis.
It. Adamitis. So there's Pittsburgh guys on every team.
Yeah, I didn't make any grand proclamation. I'm just throwing it out there. Okay. There are Pittsburgh guys on the Eagles. Does that make them less hateable? Their coach is even a Pittsburgh guy. I don't know, Ron. I'm just asking the people.
You're asking the people.
412-928-9370. And we already threw out there, forget about the Pittsburgh guys with Cincinnati. They seem to be likable for some reason to Steeler fans. Why don't you view Joe Burrow as an arrogant guy who's going to kick your ass for the next 10 years?
And I think they may grow into that feeling.
I don't know why they're not there yet.
I think they might grow into
Tyler Boyd said the Steelers quit last year. Burrow said we have bigger things to worry about than the Steelers. I don't know. They've said some things. They've done some things that I would think would make them not quite likable. Plus, they're the Bengals. So I'm a little curious about that. It's a conundrum, Ron. A paradox, if you will.
You're flummoxed by it.
A little bit flummoxed. Then you have San Francisco. Where are they on the Pittsburgh likability?
They just don't even strike me as being an NFL team. I don't know why.
Who?
The 49ers. They're just like in a different world. They're in California. I don't know. That makes no sense to say. I know that. But I have no feelings about them one way or the other. I just don't.
Here's why they're interesting to me from a Steeler fan and Steeler point of view. I think they may have the best blueprint for how the Steelers could win with their makeup of players. Not an elite quarterback, but maybe a good one. A punishing run game and a good defense. I think the 49ers may have the blueprint for the Steelers. Of course, the Eagles might too, Ron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the 49ers are just, they're
so good defensively. They're good. They're really good. They're better than good defensively. They're great defensively.
And they have a really good offensive line and a great offensive scheme.
And a tight end who's top three or four in the league, right?
Top two for me, unless I'm missing somebody. I think Kelsey's one and Kittle is two. Who am I missing, Ron?
Mark Andrews is pretty damn good, too.
He's good.
He is pretty good.
He's good.
The guy in Oakland is good, Waller. He strikes me as being good. The kid in Atlanta that got hurt, the Steelers missed him, considered a rising star.
Yeah. I'll take Kittle number two and Andrews three. I think Kelsey is a clear one.
I don't think there's any question.
And what's the Ray McLeod. You have to root for him, Ron.
He dropped that kick the other day.
You have to root for
him. Brought back nightmares.
You're right. I can't see the 49ers as stirring great emotions.
Passions either way. Right.
Either way. The Bengals, I definitely could. KC, I could, because they become so good and dominant in the AFC. And then Philly, because they're Philly, but Philly with a local flavor. This could get very interesting, Ron.
I think the game should be tremendous.
What are the spreads? Do you have them?
I do. I can tell you in momentarily. The Chiefs one we had with Chelsea Messengers jumped all over the place because nobody knows what's up with Mahomes, although I guess he spoke yesterday.
And walked
down a
and
podium,
practiced.
Right?
Yep. That doesn't mean that midway through the third quarter he's not going to be limping around, or maybe even first quarter.
After the shot wears off.
Eagles, we'll see about that.
Eagles minus 2.5.
Uh-huh.
And Chiefs minus 1.
Very interesting. I think Brock Purdy's going to meet his match here on the road in that environment against that defense. I think he's going to meet his match.
I tend to agree with that.
I think Philly's the best all-around team. I think it goes Philly, Cincy, probably San Fran and KC is how I would rank the teams right now. How about you?
See, again, so much depends on Mahomes. I just ever always hate to go against him.
How about Burrow, though?
Yeah, I know. That game is just – I just wish Mahomes would be 100%. I can't wait to watch that matchup. I really can't. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say, you know, on paper, Philly. I guess I'd have to say Cincy if I don't know about Mahomes.
What if Mahomes is 100% healthy? I still think Cincy's a better team.
At home, I'm going to go with KC if he's healthy and can play. I don't think they beat him 4 times in a row in 13 months. Kansas City has lost to Cincinnati 3 times in the calendar year last year in 2022. Can they beat him a 4th time in 13 months? It's a tough challenge on the road. Now, you said if Mahomes is totally healthy, I like Kansas City in that case.
I'm not sure Burrow isn't the better player when they are both totally healthy. I'm not sure he's not the guy to beat in the AFC. He is, actually.
Maybe.
He's the last guy who went to a Super Bowl, and until Mahomes beats him, I think Burrow's the guy to beat, not Mahomes. Boy, it'll be legendary if Mahomes wins on one ankle, though. Jolie, you have a rooting interest?
That game last year, the Cincinnati-Kansas City game, he was horrible in the second half.
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Just horrible. Afterwards said, I can't believe I played this poorly.
I think they had something to do with it. Right?
Cincinnati's defense is probably underrated.
Yeah.
Very good.
They probably are. Jolie, you have a rooting interest?
No rooting interest, but I think Kansas City's going to get it done. Because Mahomes fully practiced yesterday, and I think it's going to trend the rest of this week, I think they'll probably beat Cincinnati. No specific rooting interest for me, just a couple of really good games down to the wire. One possession or less.
Are you a better, Joel? Are you going to put a dollar or two down on the game?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, keep that adds a little interest.
That
adds a little
interest
to it. That adds a little interest to it.
I'll say. I wonder if Cincy's biggest problem might be their own cockiness going into this game.
Burrowhead.
I wonder, at Burrowhead Stadium. Well,
Burrow sets that tone, man. He is not shy about saying he's very good, but so far he has really walked the walk.
One thing they need to realize is that the Chiefs aren't the Bills, and I'm talking defensively, too. Chris Jones, he's one of the finalists for Defensive Player of the Year. He can wreck a game inside. The Bills have nobody like that defensively. They have nobody like Mike Hilton who can get back into your backfield. I think the best blitzing slot guy in the whole league.
Yep.
And then you're talking Hendrickson and people like that. The Bills can't compare. Hubbard? It's on the other side I'm talking. And then with Kansas City, Cincy should realize they're up against a way different team. And by the way, Ron, wouldn't it be interesting if Cincy got to the Super Bowl and lost again? Didn't you mention that yesterday?
I did. It's a real possibility. I mean, they're one win away from getting there, and then whoever comes out, San Francisco or Philly, could beat them. 2 years in a row, that would be.
What's your rooting interest here? Team you hate? Team you don't want to see? And is there one that you'd love to see win it all for any reason whatsoever? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe. We have a Jerry Dulac chat with all kinds of interesting treats on there, including where the Steelers should go in the draft. We know Mel Kiper weighed in yesterday with Joey Porter Jr. was his pick. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com, and you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who you rooting for this weekend, and maybe more passionately if the emotions are stirred that way? Who are you most rooting against? We have Kansas City against Cincy. We have Philly against San Francisco, one of the best, biggest sports weekends of the entire year.
Where would you rank that this weekend?
I like the divisional round better. It would be 1-2 for me.
Four games.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, where do you put it, like, compared to Final Four weekend, or maybe the Final 16, maybe that weekend.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is my favorite one, and that would be third for me. But if I include Thursday and Friday as a weekend, which a lot of people make a weekend,
absolutely,
then that might be one for me of the NCAA tournament. But it's a little stretch to say Thursday is a weekend, Ron. I'm not willing to go there.
It's hard to rank baseball or hockey there because, they're
not really a weekend.
Every other night or, every night. Yeah. No, I liked last weekend's football games, but this one, the matchups this week make it really special for me.
Now, my favorite time of the sports year, if we're talking like a month, is the beginning of the NHL and NBA playoffs, because every single night, there's multiple good games on. Plus, you have the beginning of baseball season when the Pirates are still in it for the first five games. It's big, Ron. Is there a sentimental favorite, a person, a team that you love or hate, that you want to win or definitely don't want to win? 412-928-9370. How about Juju, Ron? What do you think his legacy is here? How do you think people feel about Juju?
I think people like Juju here. I think, he has played his way into the hearts of the social media people. He plays that game tremendously. He knows where to show up and and you know, put on a good face. I think he'll always be remembered well here.
So do I. I mean, he's the type of guy that
very
this
likeable
fan base loves, who plays his butt off and is really tough. I think people remember him for that. And for better or worse, whatever we thought of the hit of celebrating somebody getting knocked out, the fact of the matter is he delivered one of the most celebrated hits in the history of the Steelers franchise when he knocked out Vontaze Burfict.
Sure did.
And people loved that because Burfict was a guy who
tried to hurt people.
Was out to injure people
he
and
was
did.
Trying to hurt people.
Or spit in their faces. Right. Asked David DeCastro about that. And when he laid him out, people loved it. That's just a fact. Whatever you think of
that's how he'll always be remembered.
They made
here,
a T-shirt out of it, for God's sake.
I think whenever, you know, 20 years from now, you'll say, Juju, oh, yeah, the big hit on Burfict.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I think that may have some people rooting. It's tough to root for the Chiefs, though, I would think, just because they always win.
Jealousy. Again,
yeah.
Jealousy.
Because they always win.
Andy Reid is pretty hard to dislike, isn't he?
He's a hard guy to dislike.
I mean, Belichick is pretty easy to dislike, his personality. But Reid is just like he's like a walrus, right? You know, with
yeah.
that mustache,
yeah, yeah.
big. I don't want to say lovable, but certainly not hateable.
And then the other guys.
How do you like him in a commercial?
Yeah, I like
the
that
State
commercial.
Farm when
yeah,
he's
yeah.
drawing the mustaches.
That's
on.
Good.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I like that. And then the other guys.
Can you imagine Chuck Noll doing something like that?
No.
Chuck Noll did one commercial, not commercial. He was on a billboard, I think, for PNC Bank.
Yeah.
Had to go buy it every day and absolutely hated it and said never again.
Yeah. Sirianni is, I think, likable, but still a little bit obscure.
You don't know much about him,
yeah.
right?
Still a little bit obscure. Shanahan, I think, is a likable guy,
way,
but not
bit.
A huge personality or anything.
Right. And
same with Zach
around,
Taylor.
All three of those guys haven't been around all that long. You don't really feel like you know them like you know Belichick or Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin.
Man, it's hard not to notice that the four guys left are offensive coaches. I'll tell you that. Three of whom, I think, call their plays. Certainly Zach Taylor does. We know that.
Andy
we know
Reed.
Shanahan does. Reed appears to. It's always right. a strange thing. And then Sirianni designed that offense, but his coordinator actually calls the plays. But it's four offensive guys, Ron, are left.
The game is built on offense. The rules are designed for offense. Fans love offense. Tickets sell because of offense. Eyeballs watch. Because of offense, it's that doesn't mean defense still can't win and contribute.
Which is even more of the reason you have an offensive guy.
People love offense.
Yeah. Offensive guys are winning in the NFL, guys with offensive backgrounds. Everybody wants one. Sometimes you strike out with Nate Hackett and his ilk, or who's the guy, Matt Nagy and people like that. But you know what? Every team wants that guy.
And that's one of the reasons why I still have a hard time getting over Matt Canada being retained.
Especially for a defensive head coach whose attention is heavily diverted toward
right.
his defense.
Right.
Jolie, why don't you pick somebody out? We're going to get new call screens here, Ron. When we first came on the air here, we could look at our own screen, and there it was. Milt from Avonworth. Roger from Pitcairn.
Ron from Beaver Falls.
Ron from Beaver Falls. Joe from Greentree. Where do you live, Jolie?
I'm in Castle Shannon.
Jolie from Castle Shannon.
What are you? Who are you when you call Pompey? Any Frank from Franklin Park?
Yeah, Pete from Peters Township.
You still do that? Have you done that lately?
Yeah, I did.
Did
I
you get on?
I think I fooled you once, didn't I? Joel,
yes,
on a set. Who
I
was I that
so.
Day? I put on a different voice, Ron.
I think you were still Joe, but from a different part of the area.
Hi, this is Joe from...
No.
Hi, this is Foxy from Fox Chapel.
I think that's when you let me on that day.
Oh, my God.
He
How could you be fooled
and then,
by that?
They all are. I timed them perfectly, Ron, and they all let – they don't say, oh, this is Starkey. They let me in.
And then, and then you get on with Pompey Annie?
Yes.
And then do you do that voice?
No, no, no. I just start laughing.
This is Joe.
Say, Bob, you got to get better screeners here.
Oh, man.
There was some
you
more.
You need to have something more in your life.
I know.
You know?
Especially on a Saturday.
On
what
a
am I doing?
Saturday.
But I'm often driving, Ron, and of course listening to The Fan,
do
like millions
Foxy
of
from
others.
Fox Chapel again.
Hi, Joe. This is Fox from Fox Chapel. I'd like to ask Bob about Brian Bixler.
I got you, didn't I, Jolie?
Or Dick Sizzler. Dick Sizzler, as you called him yesterday.
From Richard Township. Who do we got?
We will start with Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I think the order that Pittsburgh Steelers fans should be rooting for winners from least to most likely want to see it. Bengals are first. Nobody wants to see a division rival. That's like seeing your neighbor kiss your girl. Then it's the 49ers, because if they win, they get six. I agree with everything you said about the way they're set up, but we can't have them get six Super Bowls.
Good point there by this fine gentleman.
That means a lot to a lot of people.
Oh, we're Sixburg. It's got to be us. And then you get Philly. I would like Philly, but I went to school at Duquesne, met too many people from Philadelphia. Can't really let them be
Don't like them. Can't like Philadelphia people in general.
That's funny.
So that leaves us with the Chiefs. They've got Sky Moore. He's from Pittsburgh. They've
Forgot
got
about
Juju,
him.
Who you talked about the hit. Everybody loves the fat guy and Andy Reid. And Pat Mahomes may be the next Tom Brady, where whether you like him or not, he's still probably going to be there year in, year out.
Ron, this guy's really good.
He is good.
He's better than us, as a matter of
better
fact.
Better than Fox from Fox Chapel.
I think people would rather listen to him than us.
Pony and Chris coach me up.
You're unbelievable. What's your name?
Jason from downtown. Pony and Chris coach me up before I call in.
Nah, downtown doesn't count. Tell us a little more about yourself, Jason. You sound like a mystery man. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And exactly where do you live?
I'm from the home of Bill Cowher. Grew up in the West End. And I actually live downtown now.
Interesting man, Ron.
Yeah.
Strong and good opinions.
Strong and good. And very
big Pompeiani guy, too.
And enunciates them very clearly, too.
Thank you, Michael.
See you, man.
Is his name Michael? What was it, Joel?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. Same thing, Ron.
It's all right. I mix them up all the time.
Now, he said the least is the Bengals, sort of using that college thing, but to the opposite effect. Like, do you care? Do you root for a team as representative of your division? Do you hate them because they're in your division? I don't know.
What did Cam say about it?
We're gonna hear
you
that
said
later.
He likes Cincy, right?
Well, he doesn't hate Burrow. Let's put it that way.
Steelers could say we beat the Super Bowl champions. They did beat Cincinnati, the team that beat us in our division ends up being the best. I can see the reverse angle to that.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to see necessarily one of your rivals win, but maybe just to a tiny degree, it makes you look a little better if they do.
But should people? Or would you think, feel the college thing where, hey, if I'm Ohio State fan, but if I can't win it, I'm sure rooting for Michigan State or Penn State. Let's have a Big Ten team win it.
That to me is a little different. The
passion
involved.
I agree. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares about that?
But it's not like they're out there waving the AFC North flag.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
All right, Joel. Who else?
Kevin is next.
Hello, Kevin. This feels like a game show, Ron. What's up?
Aloha. So first of all, I'm cheering for the Bengals, and I'll get to that. But just to run the list quick. Never Philly, because they haven't gotten anything right in sports or anything else since they lost the U.S. Capitol in 1800. And Kansas City, I love Juju, fan of Mahomes, but there's something about Kelce that I can't stand. And every time he touches the ball, I want somebody to just break him in half.
Well, you must hope that happens a lot, because he catches a lot of balls, doesn't he?
You're absolutely right. I don't know what it is about him, but I can't stand him. Maybe it's because we've always had a problem covering tight ends over the middle. And then San Francisco and Cincy, the reason I'm rooting for him is, and I know it's a pipe dream, but I think it puts a little bit of pressure on Art to make a decision on the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what I mean by that is you got Purdy, and everybody talks about it's the system. And it is to a certain degree, but it's also Purdy's a good quarterback. But if you put Pickett in that system, I think he plays better than Purdy just from a natural, talent standpoint. And it points back to the fact of having somebody that knows the offensive scheme and can do game management well, which Shanahan's proven that he's pretty good at. Last thing is, with Burrow, it's a division rival. They're nowhere close to our six Super Bowls or anything else. And it puts pressure on Art, because it's a division team that's having a lot of success, that's passed the Steelers by, that's doing it the right way, the way the NFL does it now. And it makes him think a little bit more, hopefully, about making a decision at the head coaching position to get us back on track and stop being average.
Ron, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I mean, that's fine. Good perspective, I guess. Art isn't going to make a coaching change. I'm a little surprised he didn't step in and force Matt Canada a decision there. But, he, you know, people that want to get rid of Tomlin, it's not going to happen, at least for another year or two. It's not going to happen now. That's for sure, no matter what Cincinnati does.
Yeah, Ron, to your point, that's why I said pipe dream. But here's what I leave it with, because I get into people with all the time about this. 17 seasons, 13 without a playoff win or appearance. 17 seasons, 13 without a playoff win or appearance, given top 10 to top 5 talent, Hall of Famers at the quarterback position, a couple other positions, the entire tenure. That is average at best, and probably below average if you compare it to what coaches do with less talent.
Well, he's been there 16 years, and he's appreciate made the playoffs call. A lot more than what you're saying. He didn't get wins in a
meant,
lot of them.
I think he meant those 13 years, either they didn't get a playoff win or they missed altogether.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It's been in a way above a average time. Tenure, but it's just heavily lopsided to the beginning of the
Absolutely.
Tenure.
Absolutely. Very much so.
412-928-9370. Well, that leads us into a Dulac question about Tomlin. I found this to be very, very interesting and eye-opening. I'll tell you what it was next. It's 10:44. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Ron, did you just say the Jets are hiring Nathaniel Can't Hack It
as their OC?
Wow! You think that's going to go over well in New York?
I think.
Oh, my God!
You know, if they point to what he did before he went to the...
But he wasn't calling the plays.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those gray areas you just don't know.
I mean, don't you? What happened in Denver? You know that
Gila... But that was as a head coach.
I know, but he wasn't calling... What got revealed there was this was a guy who wasn't really doing it in Green Bay either. Guy LaFleur calls the plays, and then they have a pretty good quarterback.
Well,
Maybe he'll justify the selection, but I can promise you...
Oh, it's not going over well.
I want to see the back page of the Daily News and the Post.
Absolutely, it's not going over well. I would agree with that.
That is absolutely incrinculant. Ron, guess what happened?
What?
Going to Deep Creek this weekend. I got 3 rooms. My daughter,
now,
her
Deep
friend...
Deep Creek or Deep Crick? Some people call it Deep Crick.
Deep Crick. I hadn't thought of that,
Deep
Jolie.
Crick.
Have you been there?
I have not.
Call it Deep Creek.
Okay.
Maybe that's a Buffalo thing. Got 3 rooms. One for my daughter and her friend. One for our friends. And one for myself, Susie, and Bailey. Right?
I thought you were going to say one for you and then a separate one for your wife. That's how probably she would prefer it.
So.
And Bailey's making the trip.
Bailey's, yeah, it's a special dog room. Tubing is what they want to do. What I want to do. I didn't know you had to go, you know, 3 weeks in advance or something to reserve these things online. So I went yesterday to reserve tubing tickets online. They tell me no go. Nothing left.
A lot of snow down there, I guess.
I don't know. But I'm getting rooms at the place
for nothing,
that's
for no
reason. On campus there. So I sent them a very angry email.
Scathing.
I said, this is ridiculous. I had no idea I had to do this weeks ahead of time. I figured days ahead of time would be good enough. If I'm spending money on rooms at your place, I should. Don't you have snow tubing tickets? Shouldn't we get priority here, Ron? So then I get out of email.
Now, can you cancel the rooms without penalty?
I told the lady yesterday, I said, listen, I might have to cancel here. We're coming up for tubing. So... Anyway, I wrote this scathing note, and somebody got back to me, but she also included the note from her boss, which has my email in it, and the guy says to her, any chance you can allow this guy to buy a few tickets this weekend? In a way, like this pain in the ass
Let's
guy.
Let's get rid of him. Let's take care of him so we don't hear from him again.
And you know what, Ron? I did. I got a ticket, an extra ticket.
See, the squeaky,
two tickets, the squeaky wheel
gets the grease.
You know who taught me that?
Bink.
Evelyn Starkey.
I'm a big believer in that. A lot of times people will just give in to you because they don't want to deal with you.
Yes. If I felt, I don't feel like I'm looking for a special privilege here. I feel like
You're reasonable.
How far in advance, and I'm staying right on the property. Right? Jolie, am I in line here? Am I within my rights to send the email to them? I think so.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, could you have canceled without penalty?
I think they said yes.
Okay.
It got a little heated at one point, Ron, on the phone as well.
I'll tell you, sometimes the guy that yells the loudest gets taken care of. Now, occasionally, I've been known to yell louder than anybody and have had it backfire on me, too. Like they
yeah,
say,
that can happen.
Get the heck out of here, you jerk.
That can happen. We're looking at rooting interests this weekend. We've gotten some very interesting calls. In fact, the first person said the last team he wants to win is the Bengals, hates them. And the next person said that's the first team he wants to win. Some sort of AFC North allegiance or some weird thing like that. But whatever floats your boat. Jolie?
We'll start with Nick from Sacramento.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you, real quick, I've been calling a lot off and on, and what I love about your show, gentlemen, you bring back such a family environment to this and the memories. Ron, I think of the Pittsburgh Press growing up. I'm 52 years old, and, you know, Starkey, I think you and the Greensburg trip, and I think of all these different things, and when you talk about your families, I love hearing about it in today's world, you know, and I just love that. I got to tell you that, and I'm going to get now to the weekend picks. But you guys need to be commended for bringing in the real reality of just life into your show, and I love it, okay?
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you for that.
Would you like to thank Nick, Ron?
Thank you, Nick.
So you're welcome. So anyway, so I want to tell you, I could stand the Bengals growing up, but something grew on me now. The whole AFC North, I don't like any team, especially the Ravens, the Browns, obviously. But I'm rooting for Zach Taylor. I'm rooting for Joe Burrow. Something about cool Joe Burrow, just the way he talks in the media, the way he has that charisma. I don't know. Maybe it's just because he's got a more mature sense to when he, I don't know, brings his little side remarks out. But I want to see the Bengals play the Niners, not because I live in, you know, Sacramento, but I like how Shanahan coaches. Kyle Shanahan has done a great job over there. And maybe I'm partial because when I coached high school basketball out here, as a player named Eric Brusted, I don't know if you ever talked to him or interviewed him or been around him, but the guy is an unbelievable guy on and off the field. So I'm rooting for those two teams. I can never, ever root for the Eagles. People ask me out there, Nick, why don't you root for Philadelphia or for Pennsylvania? No, because it's like L.A. to San Fran where I grew up. You never root for the Eagles. So that's how I look at it. And, you know, like I said, guys, I really love waking up to the show every day, driving into work, you know, being a peace officer. It's a pain in the butt being out there sometimes. And not just everything, but, you know, everything we got going on in the world. You guys really, really, I just love how you bring in your guys behind the glass. Keep it up. And, man, God bless you guys. Seriously.
Thank you too, man.
Thank you very much. Nick. And he makes a great point for me. Burrow has really grown on me. As far as, like, my respect for him, not just as a player, but the way he handles himself. I go back to that LSU game where he wins the national title, was full uniform, feet up on a chair with a big cigar and that look on his face like, I'm the champion. He walks the walk.
Yeah.
He talks the talk, but he certainly walks the walk. He has grown on me. There's no doubt. My respect for him has gone incredibly high.
Let's see if he can finish the deal.
Let's see if he can.
He reminds me in some ways of a young Brady. He does. Do you know how many championship games? I was looking at this morning, Ron. How many AFC championship games Brady has gone to so far, I should
like
say?
21 or something. Something ridiculous, right? Some
total. 13, yeah.
13.
He's won 9. 9 of 13.
Amazing. Well, Mahomes is in his 5th, and he's still got a long way to go.
He has
a long way
to go.
I saw that note, too. You know, Burrow got hurt as a rookie, and then these next 2 years he's gone to the title. Mahomes didn't start until late in his rookie year, and he's gone 5 years. So other than their rookie years, neither one of them have missed a championship, conference championship game.
Wow.
Think about that.
Brady and Ben from the years, I think it was 01 or 03 through 18, with the exception of 2009, one of them was in every AFC championship game.
Wasn't Peyton with the third guy?
Peyton was, but it was...
just Ben and Brady?
Yeah, those were the two that were
primary.
In every single one.
Unbelievable.
Every single one of them. And the Steelers, by the way, Ron, have been to more conference championships than any team in football. 16 of them in their franchise history.
Most of them a long time ago.
Most of them, yeah.
One 11
of them at home.
Right?
Yeah, 11 of them at home. You know the only team that's never been to, in the AFC, that's never been to an AFC title game?
Houston?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Even Seattle in the NFC has been to an AFC title game.
Yeah.
Several.
Yeah, and there may never be another AFC title game in Pittsburgh.
They go to the neutral site?
They'll go to the neutral site.
Fan
or,
weather?
Or the Steelers may never get there for a while either.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados and Colorados are back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get to Penguins Capitals, but I promised you this Mike Tomlin little interlude in Jerry Dulac's Post-Gazette chat. Very interesting stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.